another fun meal. I cooked authentic Italian ossobuco tonight. Cooked it up as a surprise for my hubby. So many unexpected surprises today. What can I say? Life is great.
Isn't she amazing? You know, I looked up that recipe. How does she spend over 2 hours making a meal like that? And on a Wednesday night? She has something I don't have.
Lindsay and Lainey finger painting, and they never got a drop of paint on their new paisley dresses that I whipped up last night in my sewing nook. We did a tea party with finger sandwiches and homemade jam and delicious cakes.
It's not the finger painting or the matching looking girls that gets to me. It's what I see in the background behind those girls. Clean, orderly, perfection. I look around my homeschool clutter, my out-of-reach mail stack mixed with baby toys, pizza crusts on plastic plates, and I feel like I'm a failure.
Exciting times at the food bank today. We served 110 hungry families. I traded hours at work so I could volunteer all day, and then I finished up on the team project at the office tonight. Feels great to be doing my part.
I have 4 kids, and my youngest is in preschool. And we just moved to Memphis due to my husband's job. I just feel paralyzed. I should reapply for my nursing license. I should be working. I should be working and volunteering. I should be working and volunteering and volunteering specifically with poor people. Everyone else seems to do that in this new moms group I've joined, and all my kids' friends have moms that work. I mean, what is wrong with me? But how do you know what's being led by God and being led by guilt? I mean, how do you know what the right priorities are when your life is changing?
We were just going to do our same old vacation at our lake house, but then Steve surprised me and said, why not Italy? So here we are, having a blast. Look at that view. And yes, that is a villa. Thankfully, his recent promotion made this an easy decision. Ciao.
If I had had a husband, would I have a post like that? I'm lucky if I can drive to Milwaukee to visit my sister. Oh, I'm always glad to see the kids. I'm not complaining. It's just that when I see all these great photos of people having fun with their husbands, I have to remind myself I am loved and cared for. I mean, it was never my priority to have a vacation in Italy. But with Instagram, I start to question again why I never could find someone to marry. Why didn't God provide?
Oh, wow. Just found this dress online for $24. Try mintleavesme.com. Watch the sizing, though. They run big. I wear a size 2, and this almost needs to be taken in. But check it out. Hashtag so cute.
I'm not a size 2, and I never even wished to be until I see this. And then I feel hopeless. I mean, I was actually having a perfectly good day, but now, I mean, look at her. She probably has a great boyfriend, a ton of friends. She probably eats whatever she wants and doesn't gain an ounce. You know, I bet she doesn't have to work a summer job in Georgia at a semi-air-conditioned diner either. She probably got a free ride all 4 years of college, so she doesn't have to work at all. You know, I bet she got an internship where they hired her the week after she started because she can fit into that dress. Am I going to let that ruin my day? Of course not. I don't think I'm going to wear this today.
What a day. Carter beat his record and won top 5 field awards. How does that guy do it? We even missed getting there in time for warm-ups. He just ran out on the field, pole vaulted over the bar, and set the new high school record. Another big trophy.
My sons consistently win the coveted I Participated 2 awards. And I never really cared until Instagram. I mean, that's just not our focus. We're raising our sons to be solid men, not award-winning boys. And honestly, they don't really seem to even care. But when I read posts like this, I suddenly panic that I'm not giving them the opportunities they should have, that they're going to be affected in some way because I haven't pushed them to achieve, and everybody else's kids are going to be ahead. I start thinking that, even though I know it's crazy.
Yummy bento box I made for Sophie's lunch at preschool today. And Sophie, said one of the other girls' moms, packed a bag of Cheetos in her lunch. Oh, can you believe it? Let's remember, you are what you eat.
Here's a picture of my daughter's lunch. So I was late getting Ainsley to preschool, couldn't find her lunch, and then discovered she was sitting on it in the car seat. Don't ask me how that works. Then I forgot about it because I was wiping the oatmeal off her face when I realized that somewhere between the house and the car, she lost a shoe. So I grabbed a pair of flip-flops from the trunk, searched for a tissue to finish up the oatmeal. No luck. I carried her into preschool, into the hallway, and ended up licking my fingers and wiping the rest of it off her face as I sprinted down the hallway to get to the 3-year-old class. I checked her in, and as I walked back down the hallway, that post about the bento box was haunting me. And in case you're wondering, I was not the mom with the Cheetos. That's for lunch tomorrow. But it's all the voices.
The photos.
The hashtags. The perfection.
Had an awesome party last night. Everybody was there. Oh, and if we forgot to invite you, just know we meant to. You
I
mean
so
much to us. I
just got transferred to Hawaii.
The most amazing
I wasn't
orders.
Expecting
here's my new
all.
Profile.
I wasn't trying
door.
To look this amazing.
I can't
nothing like
it was just
all good lighting.
Kids yelling, Mommy, 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 every morning to remind me of the joy of being a mom.
I found my soulmate.
I was in labor for 26 hours, but otherwise, birthing number 3 was a breeze.
I didn't even study.
I have just the most obedient kid. Hashtag
blessed. I can't believe it.
Stop!
This was quite the day. I just found out that Lorna Benton, the pretty smart 33-year-old that I trained last year, just got promoted. As of today, she is now my boss. This came as a complete surprise. I mean, nobody said anything, but it just makes me question my value if they would make a choice like that. Then I just got a call that Daniel is separating from Bella. He said Bella says that she can no longer take his irresponsibility and that it's our fault for the way we raised him. She's right. He has been irresponsible. I've tried since he was a kid to get him to change. I mean, I did everything that the books tell you to do. So, it must be me. So anyway, I decided to make a really nice dinner for Jeff tonight before I tell him the news about Daniel. Cooking always makes me feel better. But as I thought about it, I don't know who I can trust. I don't know who I can talk to about this. And I don't want it to look like I don't have it all together. Because then people send me these puppy dog emojis with empathy whimpers, or better yet, a quick fix Bible verse. So I posted this. Another fun meal. I cooked authentic Italian ossobuco tonight. Cooked it up as a surprise for my hubby. So many unexpected surprises today. What can I say? Life is great.